This goes to Thomas Cox, COXPAC, fax 877-779-0621, regarding Raymond Carl, C-A-R-L, date of birth 4/6/1972. Dear Mr. Cox, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Carl with cadaveric transplant in 2004, and it was his third kidney transplant. His last visit with us was April 29th of 2024. He had a mitral valve stenosis, and he'd had a previous two replacements of that valve. They last about 15 years each time, and so he was going to Spectrum in Grand Rapids to have the third procedure done. And while he was there, his renal function was definitely abnormal. The procedure was done 11/26 of 24. He tolerated that very well, but creatinine levels rose to 3.96, so GFR was about 17 following the procedure. He's currently having no symptoms of renal failure at this point, no uremic symptoms, no nausea, vomiting, no weight loss. Actually, he did lose 5 pounds over 10 months, though. No chest pain, palpitations, no encephalopathy, no shortness of breath, no edema. The hospital did start him on Prograf and Celcept while he was there, as well as prednisone and hydralazine for blood pressure. Although he brought me all four prescriptions that he filled after discharge, and he states he's not going to take any of them. But he's never taken any anti-rejection medicine after any of his transplants. And so he is not going to take these, he tells me. And his most recent creatinine level, was done 12/5 of 24 after at the time of discharge, and it had improved 3.69 with estimated GFR of 19. Previous labs before surgery, we have 11/15 of 24. Creatinine was 1.97, and the GFR was 40. The patient hasn't had labs done again since surgery, and he needs to have them rechecked now, and he agreed to do so. But he's feeling fine. He feels much better after the valve was replaced. He's healing well. The scar looks very good on the sternum. He has no edema at all. And he's just not going to take those anti-rejection medicines. Current medications include a pro-air inhaler and a amlodipine, 5 milligram daily, and Lasix is 40 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight is 90 pounds. Pulse is 84. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular. I hear a valvular click from the new valve, but the murmur is much better now. No rub, no kidney transplant tenderness, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Assessment and plan and labs were previously described. 11/15 of 2024, electrolytes were normal. The creatinine was 1.97 with a GFR of 40. Hemoglobin 11.8, normal white count, normal platelets, albumin 4.5, and liver enzymes were normal. Assessment and plan, currently stage 4, chronic kidney disease, hopefully back to stage 3B, but we do need new labs checked, and the patient will get those done. 2, hypertension, fairly well controlled on the current dose of Norvasc. 3, history of congestive heart failure, currently no symptoms, no exacerbation, and renal transplantation. The third was done in 2004. And he's never taken the anti-rejection medications. The patient will continue to have lab studies every 1 to 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.